We just got done with the pinning ceremony with Dusty Johnson. And if you weren't here, you didn't watch it on our feed, this gives you the true meaning of why we celebrate the 4th of July. And we're sitting here with one of the honored members today. What's your name, sir?
Butch Bader.
Butch, what part of the service did you serve in?
I was a medic with the 173rd Airborne in the Army in Vietnam. Our main deal was picking up wounded with helicopters and then bringing it in and stabilizing them. A lot like MASH. If we'd had female nurses, they could have written MASH from us.
So you've seen a lot over there?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And how were you treated when you came home?
I was treated fine. The only ones at the airport was my mom, my older sister, and my mother. And ran into a friend of mine that flew into Rapid City. And ran into a friend of mine driving back into town. And I said, I just got home. And he said, I knew you were coming home. He said, let's go to the bar. So we went to the bar.
Well deserved.
I was ready.
When you served over there, do you have any special memories, or don't even want to remember them?
No, I don't talk about Vietnam unless people ask me. If they ask me, I'll gladly tell them what I know. The people I worked with. The one thing I do remember, you said special memories. Did you see the movie American Sniper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that part of the opening of the movie, they show that lady and her kid walking up towards our guys carrying that bomb. Okay, they shoot the mom, she drops the bomb, the kid picks it up, continues walking, they shoot him. The first injury I saw in Vietnam when I got to my company was a 7-year-old Vietnamese girl that our guys had shot, and her intestines were hanging out. She was booby-trapped, and they saw it. They caught it before she could get to them and blow her up and them too. And I thought, Bader, you better get ready for this. I got to dress this up, this stuff that's going to happen. That ain't quite what I said, but I had to dress it up a little for the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely appreciate your service. We can't owe you guys enough. After seeing this today, if anybody doesn't get moved by this, then they don't know what happened, because what you guys have done was extra special.
Well, I did what I thought was right, and like I've told other people too, if they need a crippled old fat man to go back and do something, I'd go tomorrow without hesitation. You know, I don't know what I could do other than sit and run a radio or something, but whatever. Yeah, I go again, you know. And I think most Vietnam veterans I talk to feel the same way.
Well, thank you for your service. We sure appreciate it.
It was my honor.